With 3 weeks left in the National Football League's regular season, a number of teams are just hoping to stay healthy. This year's been a particularly violent one on the field, with some NFL stars sitting out games due to injuries. But losing key players doesn't always mean a losing season. Last year, the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl with a relatively unknown backup named Tom Brady, who came off the bench when the team's star quarterback was hurt. Commentator Peter Richmond says that success has many coaches trying mid-season personnel changes.
Coaches were quicker now to give the hook to their old starters because the coaches are under more pressure to win than ever before because a quarter of them got fired after last season. The other reason is that they're getting hurt. Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia got hurt, and the Eagles are down to their third-string quarterback. In St. Louis, Kurt Warner, formerly a hero, he got hurt. Rams are down to their third-string quarterback, and they've completely fallen off the rails.
Well, it's not just quarterbacks. There's a lot of people getting hurt.
The Chicago Bears have had to start 44 different players so far when usually 22 is enough. The league's getting bigger, stronger, far more violent, more chemically enhanced, and the wide receivers are the most vulnerable. Seattle has a guy named Darryl Jackson who went into convulsions after one tackle. And with the increased strength, there have been the usual suspension for testing positive for banned substances.
Well, the league can do something about that, and they can do something about the violence.
Well, they've tried on both counts. These days, if you're a defensive back covering a wide receiver and you so much as sneeze, they'll call pass interference on you. But none of this addresses the deeper concern, which is that for the players as well as the networks, the NFL's becoming as much entertainment as a sport. And they're playing the game more for the dramatic effect and for the camera. In one game this year, a Philadelphia Eagle defender ignored a chance to intercept the ball, and instead he opted for a violent hit on a giant receiver, and he ended the guy's season. And in Tampa Bay, Warren Sapp, their star defensive lineman, not only ended a Green Bay lineman's season with a dangerous, cheap shot, he did a celebration dance afterward.
It seems like every tackle gets a dance now. They're going to go to blocks, you know, a good block, and you do a dance.
It has been very entertaining, though. The highlight, or the low light, depending on your point of view this year, was when San Francisco's Terrell Owens scored a touchdown against Seattle. Then he pulled a pen out of his sock, and he signed the football,
right.
And he handed it to a guy in the stands, who, of course, happened to be one of his financial advisors. And afterward, Owens said, it was like Picasso signing off on his work. And then up in New York here, the gray flannel Giants are watching in stupefaction as their rookie tight end Jeremy Shockey plays the game like a character in the World Wrestling Federation. He makes a catch, he tears off his helmet, and he, like, shakes his head and these long blonde locks. Maybe it is time for the NFL to sit back and enjoy the stuff that doesn't come at other people's expense, because the league is certainly enjoying the product. Terrell Owens has become the best receiver in the league, and Jeremy Shockey has more catches than any tight end in the entire league.
There's still some drama approaching the playoffs.
There's a lot of drama. This is, once again, the league where anyone can beat anyone, anytime, and often do. The Eagles are on a roll, very workmanlike fashion. Andy Reid, their coach, has to be the unanimous coach of the year choice. The Falcons, of course, are the new hit favorite, playing with Michael Vick, who is the most amazing prospect at quarterback in decades. Green Bay and Brett Favre can't be counted out. And Miami's Ricky Williams, the running back, has turned into the best running back in the league, despite carrying an extra 10 pounds of dreadlocks. But he's fun to watch.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine.